棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒棒
Oh my God! Papa Luna is pretty nice looking, but is her hair really that short? I don't like hair that's that short, right? I don't think women look good with hair that's like to their fucking scalp, right? They're like, men, women make their hair look like fucking fur coming off like the top of their head. And men, I do not like that shit at all. I do not like that shit at all, man. It's so ugly. You got like a little football. What are you, like a little baby or something? What are you, a little baby? Can't you grow out the real long hair, man? What the hell, man? Are you a cancer patient? Why is your fucking hair so short? Why? Anyways, did they add any more mini events? I should just look at the update clock. Oh, it's so much mail! Happy International Children's Day! And they give you 20 cubes. Holy shit, I know where I'm spending those at. Oh, is that why they gave us little baby Cheshire? Is because it's Children's Day or some shit? Man, fuck them kids. I'm glad we got a little Cheshire though. Oh, the little. Oh, wait, what the hell are those moon pies? The event currency looks like moon pies. They call them cookie points, but they look like moon pies, don't they? They've got like little raisins. They're like bread with cream in the middle and then like raisins on top. Although maybe it's like chocolate chip cookies with, like a cream in the middle or something? I don't know. Yeah, I don't want Bellona. She's got ugly man hair. Yeah, I'm skipping this memory thing. The event. Dude, I never pay attention to the event storyline. I don't even care, man. I don't even care. I don't pay attention. Moon pie. Oh wait, maybe that's. Oh shit, is that what a moon pie looks like? I don't remember. Fuck, man. What is the one where it's like the bread? It's like moon pie without the chocolate covering on the outside. How long do Twitter spaces usually last, by the way? As long as I fucking feel like it. Not very long. Not very long. I have shit to do, man. I'm just very distracted. I'm just very distracted, man. The story in this game is all over the place. I don't even bother. And then when you miss an event, you lose out, and it's like, man. I will just stick to like the anime and shit, man. I don't need anything else. I have 2,171 of the top blue of the naval curry for the dorm because I always have way too much oil. I just spend way too much oil. Why did I buy all that oil when I have an event to do? I did a dumb. Oh yeah, I'm gonna fill up my jug thing. Oh wait, I was gonna look at the news. I'm gonna hold on. I'm gonna read off like the little update thing. That might be handy dandy. Does anybody else have a metric fuck ton of the blue steel books? I have so many of them. Patch notes, new event available for a limited time between 5:26 and 6:15. Pledge of the Radiant Court during the events, play event stages to claim blah, 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 blah. During the event, sortie to event stages to earn points and exchange them for rewards, including the limited character Jervis. A and B map will reward 3 times the points for each clear each day. The EX stages will be unlocked after finishing the SP stage during the event, accumulate PT to earn rewards, including the unlimited character Bellona. Call the arms, Royal Navy Phase 2, bros! I didn't even bother with Phase 1. Fully limit break the event characters and use Warspite, Sheffield, Renown, Repulse to complete event missions and earn training points. Earn enough to collect the Seal of the Radiant Court A cookie from you! Complete event missions earn cookie points to give to Little Chizzer! Raise her trust to earn great rewards and have her formally join your fleet. I'm gonna kidnap that little cat. Headquarters mobilization request. Enter a UID to call Commander back to active duty and earn rewards including gear skin boxes and rental outfit vouchers. Wishing well! We all know what that is. Man to hide and peep, a new stage unlocks every day. It's like Whack-A-Mole, but with Azure Lane characters. Is it worth getting into Azure Lane at this point? Is it ever worth getting into a gacha game? No. No, why the fuck would you do that to yourself? Why would you ever start playing a gacha game? Don't. If you didn't, like, accidentally get off the Mega Mountain, stop making more noises! If you didn't, like, get into this shit, like, by mistake, it's not worth starting a gacha, you know? It's like, get help, Peppa. I refuse. See, for me, Azure Lane ties into, like, stuff that I'm already interested in, like naval history and shit. So, it's kind of like a new ship comes out, and I'm like, oh, that's so cool. I wonder what that ship is actually like. Like, it's kind of like a... Can you guys hear her? It's kind of like an introduction to different parts of history. And it's just like, it's very interesting. I also only ever spend like $30 a month at most on this kind of shit, right? I only ever buy like the big boxes. I don't. There's like a $30 box that it gives you like some premium currency, a random skin, and some other random shit, right? And I only ever do that because it's not worth sinking a bunch of money into this game. And also, I will say, Azure Lane is really good about you can play this game without spending a lot of money, right? You're going to need to eventually update your dock storage and everything, how many, like, ships you can have in your thing. If you're free to play, you'll probably eventually need to spend money on that unless you spend all your gems on like, dock storage and everything. But largely, the game is pretty good about being free to play. Like, as long as you're doing your stuff daily, it's not anywhere near as bad as Genshin Impact. So Genshin, yeah, you only really spend for skins. Genshin Impact, when I played that, I was like, this feels like a fucking scam, man. Right? I've played fucking Genshin Impact, dude, and it's like impossible to save up for Prima Gems in order to get, like, the ships and shit. Not the ships, the characters. It's like, you get so few Prima Gems from everything, man. And, like, it's just so bad. It's just so bad. And Azure Lane's really good. If you just wait, like, a year, dude, they'll do a rerun of an event. If you wait, like, another year, dude, they'll just put the fucking ship in, like, the shop. Alright? And you can just buy it. You know, I don't get, like, very bad FOMO with Azure Lane because they're so good at bringing characters back, unless it's, like, a collaboration event. If it's a collaboration event, they have, like, legal restrictions on what they're allowed to do, right? So I can justify spending money on the collabs. But with, like, Genshin Impact, it's, like, they might not bring a character back for a long-ass time, right? And it is, like, the only way to get the character. The only way to get characters in Genshin Impact is to keep rolling for them, right? Other than in the shop, there's, like, the Stardust Exchange or whatever. And there's only, like, two characters that cycle. There's, like, a set list of characters that cycle through there. And you have to spend the premium currency to get the shit anyways. It's, like, another pity system. It's, man. Azure Lane has pretty good rates. And they're very good about making the stuff accessible later. The only thing I'm waiting on is the Northern Parliament lowly that was released during the second Northern Parliament event. She was like a monthly login thing, and I missed her by one day. I don't like. I like Genshin Impact though. All right, I just can't justify like spending money on it. Really, it's like, and it's really frustrating. Like, I love Genshin Impact for Shenhe. Shenhe is one of my favorite character designs ever. I really love Shenhe, but I'm so behind on like all the fucking updates and shit, man. And I hate the story in Genshin Impact. Genshin Impact story is such dog shit. You know what I like about Genshin? I enjoy logging in and collecting my health and shit, and maybe doing my like daily my four dailies. Because fucking Genshin Impact story, dog shit. The fact that the like if okay, I got so fucking annoyed. I got so fucking annoyed. Oh my god, I was playing Genshin Impact, right? And I was actually reading the story. I was like, okay, I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna read through the story. What is so good about this shit, right? And then I get to this part in the story where they do a flashback and they're like, oh, do you remember the meteor? Oh, when you woke up from. Milo remembers when you woke up from the meteor, you had visions of that strange place! Or whatever the fuck, right? And I was like, meteor? What? What fucking meteor? And then I find out that it's like event locked. Like there was an event when the game first came out, and so parts of the Genshin Impact story are just locked behind events that never come back. It's like what? Which is the same thing with like Azur Lane, right? But people don't praise Azur Lane for the story. Just go watch the anime. Just go watch the Azur Lane anime, dude. Oh man, Genshin Impact, and I feel like she reads lore from Volume because Genshin Impact fans don't shut the fuck up about fucking Genshin Impact story. They're like, I play Genshin Impact for the story, dude. The characters are so great, everything is so good, man. It's like fuck off, man. You know what Genshin Impact is good for? You know what Genshin Impact is good for? It's good for being, like, filling, like, the open world exploration itch, right? It's nice for running around beating on trees for some wood and then fucking, like, exploring to find some chest and shit, right? It's not like, fucking, the combat is mid, the story, dog shit, the monetization, dog shit, Genshin Impact, dog shit game by most accounts, alright? I'm sorry. I like the characters though. I like the characters in Genshin Impact. Some of them. I don't like controversial take, but I don't like how many fucking men are in Genshin Impact. I don't play fucking guys. I'm not gonna spend money on women and not women on men. I'm not gonna fucking listen, I will spend money on cute girls, okay? I'm not gonna fucking spend my hard earned money to look at a guy while I'm playing. Alright? It's not fucking worth it, dude. Genshin Impact. Wait, let me think. Imagine missing these. What? Somebody posted her. I'm sorry, but like. The Genshin Impact designs are not like top tier. I really like Shenhe. I really like Shenhe. And I like the game. But like. Why the fuck? Like, look at the guys and shit, man. And, like, the Luke, man, Kaya, fucking fuckboys, man. The fucking fuckboys. They're not even nice looking, alright? It's like, it's just not worth it, man. It's not worth it. There were some guys in Arcanines that I think look good. I can't remember their names because I'd still never actively try and roll for a guy. But, hold on, Arcanines. The best characters in Arcanines, by the way, are, like, Blemishine and Siege and W. Who are the guys in Arcanines that were nice looking? I don't remember. I feel like Arcanines in general has a very good diversity of designs. Oh, Silver Ash! I thought Silver Ash looked pretty good. He's kind of fuckboy, but I love, like, his backstory with his sister, Provenix. I feel like Arcanine's story is actually too good to the point where it's actually genuinely upsetting to me. Oh, that guy's handsome. Is that a Silver Ash skin? That looks like it'd be a Silver Ash skin. My men, what? Is she said Silver Ash? I'm sorry. I like Silver Ash. I like his story too, though, man. Like, I feel like Silver Ash and Promnix have such, like, a good incest. No, don't. Oh, that's from Grand Blue Fantasy? Oh my god, Grand Blue Fantasy guy looks like he's a fucking Silver Ash skin. Who are the other nice-looking guys in Arknights? Oh yeah, what was I saying about Arknights? Dude, Arknights, like, The story actually makes me upset. The story actually makes me upset. It's hard to play it. It's hard to play it, man. It's like fucking. I had the same thing with ESO. Was that a super chat? No. What the fuck is that audio? Makanami's my secretary, and she's talking in the background. Oh, I love Asia Fajella. Fuck, man. Ah, Asia Fajella. And what was the other girl? What was the other like sheepish girl in fucking Arknights? Was her name Nightmare? Nightingale? Some shit like that. Oh, I fucking love her, man. Fuck, man. Oh, man. Yeah, Makinami loves her too. I'm gonna switch. Okay, how about we listen to Unicorn's beautiful voice? I fucking love Unicorn, dude. Arknights characters. Let's take a look. What are some nice looking guys in Arknights other than Silver Ash? Nightmare, that's my wife? Oh man, fuck yeah. That's a good wife to have. And Arknights gameplay is unironically so good. Nightingale, that is her name. Nightingale. She's a sheepish girl. I don't know if she's actually a sheep, but who are the other? Oh, I love Nero. Nero is great. Telopsis is great. Silence is great. Although now I look at her and I think of that chick from Akio Air. I love Manticore. Lavlin! Such a good design and personality. I love Lapland. Oh man. Sorry, it's hard to find guy characters that I like. Oh, who was that fox girl too? She was really cute. There's like a really cute like Finnick fox girl. I swear to God, there was another like guy character that I like. I don't remember. Oh, I loved Earth Spirit. She's not a guy, but she's cute. Oh, and I love Beeswax. Fucking Beeswax is like fucking top tier waifu, dude. Beeswax, she's got the tan skin, she's got the white hair, she's got the sheep horn. Fuck me! Fucking Egyptian design. Beeswax is fucking goddamn. Beeswax from Arknights is fucking 11 out of 10. Oh man. Okay, who else? Oh, I loved Platinum. I love all the horse girls. I love that Arknights has horse girls. I don't remember any like guys. W is fucking amazing. I love W. Did you guys know that W is actually, you guys probably know this already, but W is, she's actually a leftover design from Girls Frontline. W was actually meant to be in Girls Frontline. Fun fact. I feel like if you play either of those games, you probably already know that, but. It's hard to find nice looking guys. The Azure Lane maids are fucking lame? Dude, you're looking at the chibi arts from their dorm, dude. Fucking calling Belfast lame? Fuck it, shut the fuck up. Also, Suffolk is so fucking cute, dude. I fucking love Suffolk, alright? I got Suffolk. I fucking invested so much in the Suffolk, even though she is a fucking purple ship. She's not, Our Gacha Girls is NFTs? No, because you don't own them. Gacha ships are even worse than NFTs. Alright, but at least they're fun. At least the purpose of unlocking Gacha Girls is just making your heart happy and not fucking having a hexagon profile picture on Twitter and thinking that you just got into like a secret club. Alright, I think that's lame. I think one of the lame things about NFTs, man, is that you fucking think that you're getting like a community out of it, and it's like, man, you're not paying to be in a community. You got fucking ripped off, man. You got fucking ripped off, dude. Like the fucking Bored Ape Yacht Club. The fuck off, dude. You're not in a fucking yacht club. Don't. You're not in a yacht club. Damn, P&Gs make you happy. They make me happy. Denied my horse girls because of Japan. I actually downloaded Omamusume. Maybe we should try doing a stream on it, and we can use it for practicing JP raps. Because it is pretty cute. I don't know what the actual gameplay is like, though. I have no idea what the actual gameplay is like. How did you get invited to Halt Life for the Pecora NFT? Oh, it was very simple. I bought a Pecora NFT on Roblox, and then the Cover Corporation was like, "Ah, Pippa! How's it going, Pippa? You wanna come hang out with us?" And I was like, "Oh, sorry, Halt Life. I'm just an NFT connoisseur." The gameplay is just watch horse girls be cute. Mm. Play Terra before it's too late? Yeah, I have a collab coming up with somebody playing Terra. Kirshi. I should probably play some Terra. I want to play Terra, but it makes me so fucking upset looking at it. It makes me so fucking upset that I invested so much of my life, so much of my time, so much of my money in the fucking Terra, and it's just dead. It's fucking dead. What the fuck is that? It makes me sad, man. It makes me sad. The life of an MMO player ends in inevitable heartbreak. Fucking sucks. Can we get a Bored Ape Pippa? No. I don't think Sakuna would license that out. Oh, I did get a super chat. What the fuck? V, thank you for the 333. I thought you had the libido of a 65-year-old woman, and here you are. Let me tell you about the hot girls that I like. My love for them is pure, you sick fucking degenerate. My love for these girls is pure. Alright? I don't... Listen. Listen. Shut up. It's not my fault that anime characters are more attractive than real people. Underlane dies the moment Yamato is released? Oh no. I should probably get some work done. Okay, I'm gonna hop out of here. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for popping in, I guess. I know this is kind of scuffed. I'm not even like, oh shit. I'm not even like paying attention to what's happening. Oh my god, Sakuna's in here. Oh god. Hi, Sakuna. Hi. Oh, can I get him to join in? Oh, I think he just left. Man, I sent him an invite to talk. Secret karaoke? No, I'm not doing secret karaoke. I'm just gonna shill for a game that doesn't sponsor me. Alright, thank you guys for stopping by. I'll be streaming later today. I don't know what yet, but that's part of what I need to do, is I need to figure out what I need to start preparing for it. Do you guys have any ideas for stream today? And don't say Metal Gear Rising. Don't say, I know you're gonna say it! I'm gonna stretch. Oh my god, they're all saying MGR. They're all saying MGR, goddammit. Finish MDR. No, I just don't feel like playing it right now, man. I just don't feel like playing it. I like to space it out, and I know that this time that I play it is gonna be the last, right? The next time that I play MGR is gonna be the final time, right? We're already, like, at the end of the game. There's not enough content left. It's gonna be the last stream of it. I don't like closing doors like that, man. Play the DLC. There's DLC. She's actively against finishing games. I am actively against finishing games, man. You know, I also don't finish my food. It's the weirdest shit, man. I don't know why. I have, like, this mental block. Whenever I get food, alright, I'll always leave, like, a little tiny bit at, like, the bottom of the bowl, right? Or when I get, like, McDonald's, right? I can't finish my burger. I have to wrap up, like, the final one or two bites in the packaging. I can't finish it! I can't finish it! What am I needed for right? And then I forget about it, then I never end up beating it. The rat's portion! Oh my god. A lot of time I end up just giving it to my dog. You're wasting shit! The dog appreciates it! I just can't bring myself, man! I just can't bring myself! And I finished the last few bites! What if I can't have that flavor again, man? It's why you have ants! Probably. Speaking of which, I need to eat my breakfast. Goodbye! Nerds. See you on stream later. Oh, go check out. Wait, is Lumi still streaming? Hold on. Lumi's still streaming right now. No, nobody is streaming. Wait, Yori's gonna be talking about Afkai? What the fuck? That's so random. That's so random. Is nobody on a stream today? What the fuck? Is anybody streaming on Twitch right now? I guess if they were streaming on Twitch right now, I'd thought that. Oh yeah, I don't know who's streaming, but I'll be having a stream later today, so I'm not. Yeah, goodbye. Goodbye! You pathetic! If I'm streaming on Twitter right now, you should link her. Oh, I should. Yeah, I gotta do your girl. Goodbye.